Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're going to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Change it up a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay, everybody. Everybody, what's going on, man? Man, I had to do it. I had to do something a little different. For those of you who just tuned in, this is Midwest Mocha Singles, but this is Boys Night Out. The ladies got the night off. Me and David sitting back here kicking back, drinking. We got the place. We got the whole place. It's just us, dog. It's just us.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. I'm Brian, and I'm going to go ahead and just, again, this is Boys and Out, so it's me and David holding down the fort. This is David. Boom shakalaka. Go ahead and give yourself an intro.
Hey, everybody. It's David. Boom shakalaka. Just chilling with my boy Brian, Mr. Producer. Shout out to the ladies of the podcast. You know, we couldn't hold it down without you. That's Lila Manns, a.k.a. Miss Parker, and Mia Fletcher, a.k.a. Madam Secretary. So we want to send a shout-out to those ladies. Thank you for the opportunity for us to just kind of get together as boys tend to get together, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, so glad you guys can join us.
Absolutely, positively, so thank you. Boom shakalaka. So, just want to kind of get set the layout. We decided we were going to do something a little different. So, again, it's just Boys Now. It's just me and David. For those of you who are outside the group listening, thank you for listening. We have a phone number you can call in for questions or comments. The number is 516-387-1381. Of course, there should be a link provided if you've got the address for any of the satellite groups. Click on that. You're obviously listening now if you've called in. So we got a lot of stuff to cover. We got a whole bunch of questions. We put a chat message into the group, Midwest Mocha Singles Facebook group, and we expected 10, maybe 12 questions. We got 38. So we go and grab as many as we can. Then we have a couple of topics. We have a couple of topics we're going to tackle real quick, too. So we're going to get the show kicked off right away. So the first topic we had for tonight was, it says here, pros and cons regarding sex on the first date. Now, we have this topic in the group, and we got a lot of comments on it. We're going to go ahead and tackle this now. So I'm going to go ahead and let David get it kicked off. Dave, what are your thoughts on sex on the first date? Good, bad, indifferent? What you think?
Indifferent. And I'll tell you why. You know, the pro can be, you know, let's say you meet that special somebody for the first time, you go out to a nice dinner on the beach, go out, listen to some music. The conversation is great. Everything is vibing. You just feel it. Get back to whomever's place, wherever you guys like to go to have sex. I'm not judging. Sex happens. It's probably the greatest that you've had, maybe, possibly. So you can tell that everything clicks, including, you know, sexually. So no problem there, right? The other thing is, though, the con, the same scenario, the nice dinner, the conversation, great. Then you get to the sex.
Right.
Guys come up with excuses like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm on medication. or you know, any kind of, you know, because I, yeah, because you know how most guys like to talk smack about their game, and then when it gets there,
that's
it's
what
like
we do.
Average. Yeah, that's what we. Well, I try not to because I'm gonna be real. I've had those situations where I couldn't really get to that point. And it could be another thing that was in my mind, you know, whatever. But so that's why I just keep my mouth shut, because you just never know when the guy's like, "Ah, oh, nah, not tonight, bro." So the con is, you know, once you get to the sex part and it's bad, you got to think to yourself, okay, do I give them a second shot, or is this it? If that's going to be the case, I don't want no part of it. So it has its pros, it has its cons. It's just, you know, depends on how you're feeling at that particular time. So that's my take on that. So what you got?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in agreement for the majority of that. You know, I'd be lying if I said I've never done it. I have. I absolutely have. And to get back to your first point, was it great? Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, I went into it. In this particular situation, not all situations, but I went into this situation with somebody who I was extremely physically attracted to. We had been, you know, kind
right.
of throwing that yin yang back and forth about you look like this and you look like that. Yeah, I bet, you know. And like I said, there was a little innuendo mentioned here and there. So I went into it with the hope that if it did go there, it was going to be good. It was. It was dreams come true. It was eyes rolled to the back of the head. It was all of that stuff. But,
right.
And yes, there is a but. So, you know, like I said, you have the good dinner, you have the date, you have the laughs, you have the movie, all that. And then that happens. And in this particular case, it was a full 24-hour excursion. So it wasn't just, you know, in by 6 and done by 10. This was... Okay, now you're still here, and it's like 11:30. You're going to be here for the night, so now we have to actually – this was exactly part of the plan. And what went wrong was – and it did go horribly wrong.
Okay.
She made the comment, more than one comment, about how because it happened so quickly, it shouldn't have happened at all. And me being cerebral, and I think, yeah, right, because I'm thinking, you know, I think so much,
right.
and I know I overthink. I'm overthinking right now. But at that particular time, that I think it was valid because I'm sitting there thinking, now, I know that was you that shouted during that excursion. I know that was my name that you screamed. So you can't come back now and be like, oh, well, that just shouldn't have happened. That makes me feel like I did something wrong. Like, I mean, as a guy, women don't understand the feeling that you get when you are basically told something like that was possibly a mistake. And it really does take away from the moment itself. Now, I'm not saying that I wanted to say it was the best I ever – well, yes, I did. I did want to say that, but regardless of that, it wasn't like I expected – that I'm like, okay, that's going to be what I judge this night by. But at the same time, what I don't want to hear is I shouldn't have done that. This was a mistake. And now, you know, and then once I pulled back, then she was like, oh, well, it really was kind of good. And I'm like, well, see, now you messed my mind up. And now I feel bad about it. You know, and you just, the whole thing was really turned upside down from the couple of remarks she made. So So if you're going to go there, go there. Don't go and then leave a bunch of doors. I forgot this. Or, you know, I got to get home and make sure I didn't leave the iron on. If you go into this, and I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to dudes, women. If you go into this, my advice, and I'm not a therapist, but I can tell you, if you go into this, make sure that you're not going to go into it immediately try to pull back, because that regret, you saying that, has a severe, can have a severe mental aspect on the other person and make them feel like they did something wrong, especially a dude. a dude does not like to think that ever that the sex subject was brought on unintentionally or unwillingly by him.
Right. They are good for that, though, aren't they? All right.
They're perfect at that. They're amazing at that.
No. I take that back. All right. Yeah, it's really demoralizing, especially when two people consented. So then all of a sudden, it was a mistake after the fact. And,
right.
You know, even though it was great, you know, but now you're saying that it was a mistake. Yeah, you're right. It's demoralizing. It's like, you go, okay, we are, what am I doing wrong? So we question ourselves for no reason, really, because we did everything correctly. We didn't force ourselves on you. We didn't do, you know, at least for myself, I'll make sure that it's consensual. I'm not going to force myself on anybody.
Right.
But yeah, it's very demoralizing when that part happens. So yeah, I totally agree with you on that aspect. So let me ask you though, did you guys get together again?
No. That comment jacked me up so much. Let me just be perfectly clear. It happened twice in the same night. There was once where we, you know, it was once we went in, and then it was like kind of no, we shouldn't be doing this, and then it happened, and then it was afterwards, we shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, wait. So when you said no the first time, but then said no, let's go again. When you say no, I'm putting on the brakes. I'm putting on clothes. I'm stepping back. I don't want you to have any possible reason to say this was not what I wanted.
Nope.
So I'm going to respect you 1,000,000,000%. If I even think that you're hesitant, but she pulled me back and was like, no, we're already here, and I'm spending the night, you know, boom, boom. I said, okay, so you're sure? Yeah, it happens. And then it was like, no, this shouldn't happen. I feel so dirty. I feel so cheap. And I get that you can feel that way, but again, you came to me twice, and both times you gave me the green light 100%. So now I'm nervous. Now I'm nervous about what happens tomorrow, so no. After that, I was just like, I didn't want to set myself up for another, you know, okey-doke. That's what I felt like. I felt like that was a situation where I was being set up, and I didn't like the feeling of it.
Yeah, right.
If I can say it, I just felt dirty. I felt dirty.
Oh, my God. That's the worst feeling ever. Yes.
It is.
We go through that, too.
People don't see
it.
You're right. Tell them. They don't think. Tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them about. We go through that.
Hey,
tell them.
We grab pillows. We cry in those pillows when you guys do it like that. True. You ever seen Eddie Murphy in Boomerang? You ever seen that scene?
No. Yes.
That's us. That's us. So, you know, just ladies, just be gentle with us. We'll be all right. Okay.
I tried to set him up, told him we were fragile in the post. They didn't believe us.
Yeah.
And
they
we got a handful of callers here, so I'm going to go ahead and grab one of them in here.
Oh, boy.
Now, a reminder to all of our listeners. So the platform we're using, the maximum callers we can have is 10. If you are listening and just want to be listening for listening, if I pick up your line, just let us know. It's okay, you know, and then we'll move on to the next caller. Not all callers, we understand, have questions. So if you don't, just let me know when I pick up your line. But I'm going by the numbers, the order that came in. So the first one we got here is the 313 area code. The last four are 2180. If you are 2180, you are live in Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. Boys Night Out. Go ahead. You got a minute.
What's happening, family? This is Chief. I just want to hear y'all get in trouble, man. I'm enjoying it. I'm just listening.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy. I hope y'all put some good answers in them questions they got. Hey, but enjoy. Love y'all. Be safe.
All right. We will. All Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Did he just basically say, I'm wanting to see y'all crash and burn?
He did. So, you know, he's on the list now. He just gave the list.
And you got another caller here. Caller from the 317, last four are 4853. caller from the 317-4853. You got a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, dawgs? This is Rudy Pinnell. How's everybody doing?
Rudy.
Hey, I'm just on here. I'm sorry. I'm a few minutes late and get in here and jumping on. I'm just really here just to hear what the questions are going to be, and just really anxious to see what the answers are going to be and hear the questions. So I'm just listening at this point.
Okay.
We anxious too. We don't know.
We might call on you for some help later on.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm here.
We got another one here. Let's see here. This is from the 843 area code. Last four numbers are 5738. Last four, 5738. You got a minute. Go ahead. Boys not out. Call you there.
Hello.
The last four, your numbers are 5738. That might be just a listen. Okay, we got another one here. Here's the last four are 0100 from the 234 area code. You are on Boys Night Out. You got a minute. Go ahead. Call you there. The last four of your number are 0100.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
And we got another caller, 1111. That might be, like it might be Miss Parker.
I think so. Or maybe she's just listening.
Ms. Parker, is that you there?
Ms.
Parker, is that you there? Okay. Well, we got a bunch of callers in, but not a lot of listeners, so that's cool. All right. Let's see. So we got a few more here. We had a truckload of questions that were brought in from the group.
Right.
So I'm gonna pop over there real quick and grab one of those. And really appreciated all the questions we got. Again, we did not expect to get as many as we did. That's all right. We are here for you. So I'm in the group right now, going down to that post. I should have put it here. And we're getting a written message from Ms. Parker. We tried to call on you. You did not speak, dear. We had you live.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, no, we will get you though, because there's a handful of more there. And let's see, I'm still trying to find those questions. The funny thing about them posts, they get buried real quick. Okay, so the first question we had came from Miss Red. The question was, Why do most men feel the discussion of sex is paramount so early? Not that it cannot be discussed, but timing being with so much haste. So it sounds to me, I'm paraphrasing, and David backed me up, sounds like she's saying, why does the conversation of sex have to come up so quick?
Right. Well, at least you know what you're getting ahead of time. You know what the interest is. And maybe they're just testing the waters. That's the only thing I can think of as far as why you would mention it so quickly. If the conversation leads to that, just don't up and let it flow to it. Don't up and just say it, because that's more than likely a big turnoff for women. So I really don't get that aspect of bringing sex into the conversation very soon. If you're trying to build a relationship, you know, build that, build the mind, everything else other than sex first. Because in the long run, if you do that in the beginning, right away, the women is going to be, that's a red flag. So I think, for a woman to hear a man say about sex the first time they meet or whatnot, it's definitely a red flag in my book. So I can't really say why they do it. Maybe they're just stupid. I don't know. I don't recommend it. I really don't. So keep it close to the vest until you guys get to know each other better spiritually, emotionally, and then the physical stuff will fall into place. So, again, men are just stupid sometimes. That's pretty much all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, with me, I don't typically say, hey, let's talk about sex. You know, I ain't doing the salt and pepper song here, but what I will, if it does appear that the connection is strong and I feel real comfortable, not just I don't dislike the sound of your voice, I'm becoming comfortable with it. I'm like, hey, I wouldn't mind, you know, hanging out, spending some time, some money on, you know, all that. At that point, it might, I won't say come up, but it I'm not opposed to the subject at that point. Now, I'll tiptoe about bringing it up because males, we just know how taboo it is for a male to bring that up. But
right.
I do want to know. I mean, I do want to know if we're compatible. You know, if you say something,
yeah,
it's female, if she's like, look, I am celibate, I know I'm not celibate. That technically is
right.
A sex question. It's been answered. There's no need for me to date you or lead you on knowing that there's one aspect of our relationship, an important one to me, that you will never touch, at least not until the actual ceremony of marriage. So, yeah, in that case, I do want to know. And I think I deserve to know. Give me the same opportunity that you would want if there was something that I didn't do that you would like. I mean, I just think that's fair. And I apologize, folks. I lost David, but fortunately, we have a commercial break to go to. So I'll get him back, and we will be back. Midwest Smoker Singles Podcast. Just a moment.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discount for your next romantic getaway.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
All right, we are back, boys, night out. Again, for those of you who are listening through the link, the phone number for questions or comments is 516-387-1381. And so we are talking a handful of things here. We were talking about earlier sex on the first date, if it's good or bad. And then we fielded a question regarding the topic of sex coming up too early. We did have a caller. The last four of her number are 1111. You have a minute. Go ahead.
Hey. Yes. Hey. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Miss Parker. Miss Parker. I was calling in to ask a question that was on the page, and it was a question in regards to men knowing when it's the right one. What is it that tells you, what is it about a woman or the characteristics you look for in a woman that tells you either she's going to be the one, she's going to be wifey, or she's just going to be that one that, you know, you hang out with and she looks good on your arm? What's the difference? No,
with you, Boom Shakalaka, want to take that one on?
Can you hear me?
You're good.
Oh, okay. oh, wow. You, that was a good one. That's a good one, especially for me to answer, but I will answer it. So, it's really hard to explain for me. It's just the fuzzy feeling or the thinking about her, the gestures that she does for me. You know, sending me things, you know, sending me love notes, sending me inspirational quotes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the consistency in with everything she does. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that she looks great. nice eye candy. You know, it's that you just, for me, it's hard to explain. I'll just know, and I just can't explain how I do, but I'll just know that situation when it comes. I don't really wait for it. I let it hit me, and it comes unexpectedly. So it's really, for me, it's a hard question to answer because I just really couldn't pinpoint just one thing. It just happens, if that makes
right.
any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense. For my answer, I've learned more over the years that particular answer does change. It's not the answer that I have now is not the same answer I had when I was 25, 35, or even 45. What I can say is that when it comes to knowing which one is the right one, there are times when the first phone call feels that good and you can't wait to talk to him again. I've had that many times, but
uh-huh.
with me personally, I'm not going to say, I mean, I know I've got different facets. I've got my calm me. I've got my militant me. I've got my goofball me. I've got my corny me, and I've got my professional me, and all of them are still me, but they're different facets of me. If I know
right.
that I have been all of me in front of her, and my best and my worst, my good days, my bad days, my highs, my lows.
Uh-huh.
And she's still like, okay, cool. If she's willing to whap me on the back of the head when I do wrong, or kiss me on my forehead when I do right, man. I mean, that's
yeah.
when I start thinking, okay, we got something going on here. When she's consistent with her communication, that's number one. If I'm
mm-hmm.
not getting a bunch of let me call you right back. And then, you know, 3 days later, I'm getting that text like WYD. I mean, I'm not fooling with that. But if it's somebody who is, right, you know, at least, you know, like I said, love notes, checking on you. Hey, just want to see how your day went. They don't realize that that first text in the morning or in the afternoon, how far that goes. So when that becomes consistent, she'll start seeing that from me. She will be the first person I call in the morning, every single morning. When she's getting that first text from me, when I get up early. Even if I don't need to, I just naturally wake up early. That's when,
yeah,
I actually tell myself, you must be into this woman because all you do is want to talk to her, text her, or write her. So if I'm getting in return, you know, it's a wrap. It's a wrap,
yeah,
wrap.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's a sense of humor is one of the things. That's like one of the top three for me. She has to match my I don't want to say petty, but she has to match my wit, my sense of humor, just to kind of, you know, a snacky comeback towards me. I remember somebody did that to me one time. I was like, oh, okay, go ahead on. I liked it. It was just really cool to have somebody at that level with me, you know, my silly side, and just can give it as well as take it. That's one. That's like my top three. The sense of humor is like that has to be spot on for me. That's one. That's one of the top things that I love about women that can make me laugh. If you can do that, you can. It's a wrap for me. So.
Yeah. So, Ms. Parker, you heard the dissertation?
Yes, that's
good
stuff. You guys are holding it down. I am so glad that we decided to do this, that you decided to do this. And I miss you guys. I miss being there tonight. But just know that, you know, the women are going to come back. And but you guys tonight, thanks. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We do
appreciate
it. And we can't wait to hear you guys as well. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to you guys. But we want to
apologize in advance. We do got a bunch of whiskey and beer bottles all over the studio off here, but we will try to clean most of this up before y'all get back in here.
Yeah, we do. Sorry about that.
not sorry. some of the mess in the corner was here when we got here. We didn't make all this. Some of this stuff I don't know where them wild animals came from. So that wasn't us. Just saying, that wasn't up.
Mm-mm. I don't know where that goat came from. I really don't.
No.
But
how the security cameras became disabled right before we got here is also a mystery.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, but you bear with us.
But appreciate it, Ms. Park. We love you. We will see you next week. Okay, so we do have a topic number two. We're going to get into second segment here. And that topic is, can you date someone who has been divorced more than three times? Now, I'm going to let David kick this off. But before we do want to let you know, we are not here to judge anybody. We're not saying that this is bad. We know we have some members who have been divorced multiple times. This is not about that. This is about just getting people's ideas, their own personal perceptions. It doesn't mean you're a bad person also. I just want to make sure we put that out there first. I know some people who have been divorced more than four times and are happily married with somebody who had never been married at all. So it is possible. Just want to make sure we put that disclaimer out there. Okay.
Right.
So, boom shakalaka, what you think? Divorced three times, she steps to you. You know, what are your thoughts?
I'd have to get the ex-husband's side of the story. That's a red flag. Well, okay, let me back up, because my mother-in-law was married five times. Okay.
Okay.
She was divorced four. Now, when I came into the family, she was on husband number four. And so I didn't really think nothing of it. You know, I was just kind of going happy go lucky, you know, whatever. But then I started seeing things with the husband number four that she would do to him or say to him that really, if that was me, that would just tick me off. And so eventually they ended up getting divorced. And then no sooner did she get divorced with husband number four, she marries husband number five. So I kind of made a joke to my wife at the time. I'm like, you know, your mom's been married five times. You got to wonder, what is the common denominator in this equation?
Right.
And obviously she got mad, and because I'm talking about her mother, and she put me on rations for about 3 weeks. And if you know what rations is when you're married, I don't have to say anything else. So it was a really big deal. It was a really big deal when I said it, but it was the truth. You know, who's the common denominator? You're married, once you're on husband number five, and you basically it's the same story. And her personality is very domineering, which could be a big turnoff. She had very high standards, which. And I guess there's no problem with that, but every man couldn't meet those standards for some reason, one reason or another. So I got to look at the common denominator. You've been married four times. You know, what happened? Why were you married four times? You know, for me, again, I may have different opinions from people out there, but for me, it's a red flag. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, and it is difficult. It's a difficult scenario, you know, because so many things pop in your head. And what's funny though is that, you know, we talk about divorce and we say, okay, divorce one, three times, but being totally honest. And again, I'm just being honest with myself as well as all the listeners out there. If someone was to ask me, hey, how many relationships have you had in the last 15 years? It's more than three. So granted, you know, you can say, well, yeah, relationships aren't marriage. And yeah, I get that. But it's to a degree, it is a commitment. I mean, I took every one of those, let's you and me against the World Series. Now, maybe we didn't have the ceremony, but I went into it with the mindset that this was going to be it. I never went into it saying, I'm pretty sure it's going to be for the next year. Now, did I guarantee myself, hey, this is the last person? No. But I just want to put that out there first. Secondly, okay. I did marry, I'm divorced. I did marry somebody who had been divorced more than three times. I was actually husband number five. In no way.
Wow.
Will I ever say that I won't say that was the determining factor in our marriage dissolving. We were the reason why our marriage dissolved. It had nothing to do with what she had been before. And I don't even want to say that, because she had been through this, it was par for the course that I was going to be number five. No, that's not what when I went into it, I'll blame me more than her, and here's why. When she told me, you know, I've been divorced four times, and this is somebody who was under the age of 36, and at the time, I went into it literally with the mindset of those other dudes, they were just all wrong, and everything, and I'm the one who's going to fix everything about you. Now, it's a noble thought to think that you can come in and turn somebody's life around. But number one, maybe their life doesn't need to be turned around. Maybe they were the wrong ones, but maybe you're also the wrong one. And there's no guarantee that you coming in just because you're number five is going to make somebody make you that right person. I went into it literally with the mindset of because you've been divorced four times, you're at the end of your rope. You ain't got no chances left. So I know that if we get into a scrape, you're going to do everything in your power to keep this. And I'm not lying. That was part of my mindset, was that she's going to hold this together because she's been through it. And that was my mistake, not hers. That was totally my mistake, that I went into it thinking that I could save somebody that, honestly, even after divorce four times, not everybody needs saving, and especially not from somebody who is still learning the ropes as I was in my late 30s. So I would not discount marrying anybody. If it took the proper course. But I think the more important question is, you know, other than can you date somebody, you know, that's been divorced three times, is do you think that that person really wants to be married a fourth time or a fifth time or a sixth time? And if they do, are you willing to deal with what they went through the first three times? Because they may be traumatized. And they may think that every time you say, man, I had a bad day today, what, you going to file for divorce now? You're going to leave me just like the other ones did? So it does take, I think, a little bit more sensitivity in going into a situation.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I think it's scary. It's flat out scary. Yeah. I forget, and I know some of the listeners don't know. You are divorced, correct?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, if you don't mind telling the listeners, how long ago was that, and how did you feel about, you know, your situation? Was that a factor in your situation?
To a degree, you know, her mom is divorced. You know, like I said, five times. Her sister got a divorce, and so it was like a domino effect, and she was at that mindset thinking that we were going to, I mean, we eventually did, but it got to a point where she kept thinking, I didn't know this until after the divorce, that she pretty much knew, because of she thought it was because of her family history, that she was going to get divorced too. And I told her, no, it's not your family history. It's us. We didn't work out. So, you know, after all of that, I think it was best, because there was a certain things I couldn't get past or I couldn't deal with as far as her was concerned. And then, same token, there were certain things about me that she just couldn't get past or over or whatever. So it was a trying situation, especially later on in the marriage, where just she started to get very clingy, and she started to become, I'm still trying to find that word, insecure, that's it. She started becoming insecure with certain things, and it got to a point where I got tired of it. And she did make one comment about, you know, her mom and everything that happened, and it's just, I don't know, just some women, and men probably too, have that mindset that it's going to happen eventually. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, and you try to deal with it the best way you can, but you just can't go in trying to think that you can change things. They have to do that on their own. If they have that situation, they're only there to enhance them. So, I'm sorry, I'm just rambling, but it's the beer that you've been drinking. That's what it is. I'm just talking and just blah, blah, blah.
So that's my take on that too. It's a crazy situation nonetheless.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you're faced with that situation, when someone comes to you and says, "Hey, this is my situation on my divorce," it almost kind of prompts a knee jerk reaction, because you hear divorce three times and it almost sends an automatic negative impact to your brain. You think, okay, well, you've been divorced three times, so that means that you probably are crazy. I mean, in the back of your mind, I mean, that's almost like the instant thought. And then your adult comes and goes, well, no, that's not the case. No, but you literally argue with yourself, and nobody wants to be that person that says, that gets told, dog, she told you up front she was divorced four times. Why did you walk? And I cannot tell you the number of times I heard that. That's all I heard when I got divorced. How long did you know her? And then how many times, you know, had she been, you know, had been divorced or married before? And everybody talked to me like I was just a complete, you know, king idiot. Well, you walked into a hornet's nest. Maybe not. I mean, a divorce is still a one divorce. So the way I felt is like, look, I'm not going to say that it was, like I said, hers or my fault. I am going to say that I didn't do the proper research, and both spiritual and physical research I should have done before getting into it. And so I think it's a mistake to judge so quickly just based on the fact that somebody has been divorced three times. You can still get, at the end of the day, you still got to know that person and their situation and why they were divorced three times and why they were married. You know, how long ago was it? You know, was it three times in the last 2 years, or was it three times in the last 15 years? You know, so. We are just, and we were going to try to grab a little bit more here, but we got another commercial break real quick. Got to pay some bills. And again, this is the Boys Night Out. I see a ton of listeners out there. Thank you so much. The number to call if you have a question, 516-387-1381. We will be back.
Yeah. If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today.
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Right. Let the boys be boys, y'all. Let the man be man. Let the boys be boys. Come on, y'all. We one night. Can we have one night where the boys can be boys? Come on.
All right.
Thank you so much. Back to commercial break again. So I wanted to quit the maintenance thing. We have so the platform we're using, the 516-387-1381. the maximum capacity of callers we can have now is 10. So I do see that we are full. We have a lot of listeners, so if you're trying to get in to ask a question, we are at full capacity. You can still ask a question. If you're a member of MMS, put it in the chat of the group that we have now or the post we have now, or if you're outside the group in one of the satellite groups, simply put it in the inbox. We will get to it as soon as possible. Speaking of questions, me and the Boom Shakalaka, we did put a chat up, and we got a lot of questions. I mean, a lot of questions.
Yes, we did.
We expected a dozen, and we got four times that. So I read off one of them earlier. I am going to read off another one. I'm going to let Boom Shakalaka take it here. This one comes from Cheryl. She's a member of Midwest Mocha Singles. Cheryl says, "Men, what are the taboo questions that women ask too soon? More importantly, what are the questions that women don't ask at all?" Wow. So I want to take a quick crack at that.
All right. Don't ask about his finances.
Ooh,
that's
good.
Very taboo.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, don't ask about how much money he makes. That's the first thing you ask. Yeah, that's a turnoff. Don't do that.
Yes.
Okay, so what are the questions that women don't ask at all? I would say, have you been to prison? Have you been to jail? Not to say there's anything wrong with that. You know, I mean, you can rehabilitate yourself, but that is something you probably want to know. one other thing that you probably should ask is, what are his intentions with you?
Right.
You know, what is he looking for? Either he's going to lie or he's going to tell the truth. It's one or the other. So, and you can probably tell if he's lying, if he's telling the truth. But that would be a very good question to ask. What are your intentions with me? So what are you trying to gain out of this relationship? You know, where are we going with this? Get that out the way right off the bat. You'll know what you're dealing with depending on how he answers it. So that's a very important question as well.
Right. I agree. And then to piggyback on that, ladies, have your BS antennas up, because the answer you get at that question hopefully is the truth, because there's a lot of me and David, you know, we try to be as honest as we can whenever we do these. So this is going to make a handful of brothers very angry at us, what I'm about to say here, but there's a lot of brothers literally are practiced and experts and polished at saying exactly what they think you think that answer should be. And it has one intention, and it starts with a V and ends with an A.
Mm-hmm.
And once they figure out that map, the treasure hunt is over. So just when you ask that question, don't look for the textbook answer, okay? Ask follow-up questions. If you ask where you want to be in 5 years, and he says, "Oh, on a blah blah blah," okay, how do you plan to get there? What have you done so far to get yourself in that position? And don't let up on it. Don't just ask that one date. Hey, you know, you said you were going to be doing X, Y, Z. How much of X have you done? How much of Y? And where's the Z? If you start seeing discrepancies in that story, pull back. And again, wasn't trying to make friends with that dissertation. I was just being
honest. They'll be all right. The guys will be all right. And the V stands for Virginia. Okay?
Let's
get that straight.
That is right. All men trying to get Virginia. You know that's going to become a thing now, right? It's going to become a thing now. He's just trying to get to Virginia. Don't let him go to Lexington with you. Ooh, boy. Now we're going to start something. That trademark Boom Shakalaka. That is a trademark.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Like I said, Family Feud. Good answer. We're going to move to another question here. This comes from member Adia. Adia asks, and Dave, since I spoke at the end, I'm going to let you take this one as well. Miss Adia asks, Adia goes to MMS. She says, why are men so afraid to commit? Why are men so afraid to commit? Boom, shakalaka.
Because we feel, especially with our egos, and especially with our egos, we have options. So just in case you don't work out, we can go over here and say, hey, you know, let's get this thing going. For most men, there's, especially if they're just getting out of a relationship, you know, they want their cake and they're going to eat it too. And I'll probably make a lot of guys mad about this too, but, you know, But yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of men talk about how women play games, but men do it too. You know, I'm not going to lie about that. So it's, we play games big time. We're good at it. So for men, it's the double standard, obviously. You know, we want to see how many women we can get and without having a commitment and, you know, blah, 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 you know. I'll use an example for me, you know, when I first got divorced, I mean, shoot, I've never been single before. So, you know, I was swiping left and right on those little apps. But that gets old really quick. But only because I gave out my number so many times and then, you know, they call and you know me, I don't like talking on the phone. I work all day on the phone. I hate talking on I hate to admit it, but yeah, I hate talking on the phone. But it got tiresome and it just got bad. But I'm not 20 anymore. You know, I'm in my 40s, so I couldn't hang. But there's some men that love the thrill of the hunt, the chase. You know, and they love to chase more than one piece of tail, if you know what I'm talking about. So that's why a lot of men can't commit, because we tend to have a lot of options to look at, and we don't want to turn them down, you know, it's plain and simple. So how about you, Brian? What do you have to say about that?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that. well... I will say that, to be honest, personally, I'm not really afraid to commit, although I will say I'm hesitant. So if that counts as fear, yes. But as far as in general, when I talk to friends and my boys, whatever, primarily it's the dudes that are afraid to commit. It's a particular type of dude. It's usually the dude that is, number one, been hurt before, or a dude that has a lot to protect. If he's got a lot of stuff on the back end, and I'm talking about, finance, job, status, if he's really busy, you know, he knows that if I commit to this, I'm the type of brother that I'm going to commit. So I'm going to spend time with it. I'm going to take care of it. I don't want it to die. I'm going to treat it, you know, just like a plant in the house. I'm going to nurture it. I'm going to give it all the things it needs to grow. And what I don't want to do is take time away from these other projects and bring that over here only to have a plant that's going to die on me regardless. Whether I water it, give it sunlight, talk to it, put, you know, fertilizer, the funny little stuff in the soil that makes the plant grow, you know, whatever that is. I don't want to basically just waste my own time. So we dudes, we go through the same thing. You know, women also tell us what they think we need to hear. If you don't believe that, if you ever, me and Dave, we are both football players. We both have been through that, even whether it's high school, college, or pro, when you have that status as an athlete, some ladies have a different way of talking to you. They have objectives, and they know that it's something about being a football player. All sports combined, but football is unique in that women will approach you not knowing anything but the last thing, what's stamped on the back of your jersey, and they want to get with you. Mm-hmm. And you don't always know why. And so it becomes confusing, and no one's going to say they don't like the attention, but what they don't like is not knowing the intentions of the attention. So I will say that it's not necessarily just we're afraid to commit. You have to understand if a guy is worried about committing, there's probably a pretty good reason. The best thing you can do is find out why. Don't just attack him saying, oh, you're being hesitant. Say, hey, I'm stepping to you. Can you tell me? I sense the hesitancy. Tell me why. What is it that you are protecting? Stay away from the phrase, what are you afraid of? That will send him away from you. Men don't like to hear, what are you afraid of? And it sounds demeaning. But if you say, what are you trying to protect? Now he's able to be a man and answer that question honestly. Again, this is coming from a standpoint of someone who, if you're a lady listening to this, this is a better way to get the same answer without sounding, even if you don't mean it, sounding somewhat emasculating to the dude. Dave, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, just me personally, I'm in that category where I have that wall. There's, you know, certain things about myself I need to work on. So my thing is, you know, I will admit that wall is coming down a little bit, but I'm not fully there yet. So just because I've been through a divorce, and I may sound good about it now, but it was a very traumatic time for me. I didn't know what to expect with that. And so my mindset was, okay, I'm never doing this again. I'm never getting married again. I don't want to be in a relationship right now because I don't want to have that same feeling I had when I was divorced. So hence came the wall. It can be a whole bunch of different kind of things, but for different men, for different reasons, but myself, it's the, I don't want to say fear. I mean, that might be the best word to describe it, but just, again, that feeling, especially when I first got divorced, it was like a month that maybe I kind of like doubted myself. I was like, where did I go wrong?
Right.
I didn't ever want, I was feeling pretty low at that time. I never want to have that feeling again because I know all relationships don't work out for one reason or another. Okay. I just did not want that feeling again. So that's where I'm at with it. But again, there's many different reasons for why men don't commit. But that's pretty, what we touched on is pretty much the bulk of it.
Right. Great. We're going to hit one more question before we get on out of here. This one came from Elaine, and Elaine, actually she asked two questions, but I'm picking this one because it's a little brief, but it's a good one, and I think it's a good one to end with. Elaine says, and another thing, and she put an exclamation point behind this, so I mean, you know, there's some passion behind this question. She said, there are some brothers loose lips out there. Why do some men talk so much, in parentheses, gossip?
Gossip.
So she's talking barbershop right now. So you won't take the lead on this one, bro?
do men gossip? Do we? Especially if we are talking about women. You know, a lot of us think we're quote unquote experts, and we talk about who we got with the other night. We talk about all kinds of stuff, and it's no holds barred. So it's basically we one-upping each other.
Yes.
You know, we're one-upping each other, especially when it comes to stories about sex or whatever, who we've been with and how we did this, that, and the other. It's a competition amongst ourselves.
It
but
really
I will tell
is.
You this, probably 80% of it is lies. I say 70-80% because you always want to talk better than the other guy. So it's that's why we have loose lips, because we have a competition amongst ourselves about stuff like that. So that's what that's about. That's what the loose lips are about.
He ain't lying. I mean, you know, like you said, we just trying to get to Virginia. We're just trying to plan that trip to Virginia. And the thing is, with that, so here's something else that I want to tell ladies that's a little bit different about us. So, you know, everybody knows, and I think I got at least one family member out there that's listening. I got a brother. And you know, all throughout the years, you know, me and my brother, there were times we would argue. Sometimes it would lead to fights. And I'm talking about blows. We would be rolling around, yep, throwing blows, trying to knock each other out. But you know what happened after every one of those fights? Within 10 minutes, we were sitting somewhere drinking and laughing and still talking crap to each other. Men are like that, where we can literally go at it and be cool within 10 minutes. So that's another reason why we talk the way we talk. Because if we do, if there's some lines you can't cross. You can't date another dude's girl. I mean, you know, things like that. But if David dates girl one and I date girl two, you think we're not going to sit together and talk about how my date was five times better than his and his was better than mine and all that? That fool ain't, he don't know what he's talking about. And he'll say it to me and I'll say it to him. And man, you don't know what you're talking about. But within 10 minutes, we are laughing and talking about the same exact thing, the ball game. It doesn't make a difference. That's one of the reasons why we as men across the board, we are emotional, but we're not that type of emotion where we carry that kind of stuff so deep. And we're just like, hey, you know, it's all part of the game. We understand it about each other. So that's another reason why we have a tendency to chit-chat, talk. Me and Dave was talking through a commercial, but we was gossiping through a commercial break during this show. You know, I mean, that's just what we do. I mean, that's just what we do. And we don't really take it too seriously. We don't go to bed on it. And it's fun. To be honest, it's a lot of fun. And there are times, there are absolute times when I've had a brother come to me and say, hey, man, you know, I don't mean to say X, Y, Z, but pay attention to this situation. And I am talking about a brother warning me about somebody I was dating. Now, he knew more than what I thought he knew, but he was being polite, shall we say. So I didn't consider that gossip. He was truly trying to look out. And I'll be honest, and this is for all the men listening who are members of MMS, I can be serious with you. Dave and I would do that for any one of y'all. If we knew you was walking into a bear trap, we would tell you before you got there. That is the honest to God's truth. We've done it with each other before. We would do it for you. So to get back to the question, however, we talk because it's fun and because we do, and that's what we do. That's just it. I'm just trying to get to the gym, y'all. So we about out of time here. I'm let the do a little sign off here, Mr. David. If you want to go ahead and give a couple of parting words to the listeners, to the staffs, all that.
All right, first boys' night out. I think it was a great success. We took your questions and we dominated those questions. You understand me? So continue to bring it. We're ready for them. We appreciate you guys. I'm just, you know, kind of joking, but we appreciate you guys. We thank you for listening, and God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir. You know, I can't echo that anymore. Thank you, Boomshakalaka, for being, as usual, my right hand with everything you're doing behind the scenes. Y'all don't know what he actually does to help the group, the show, the content. It's truly appreciated. I love this dude. I hope we can do our meet and greet this year, because he will be at the meet and greet regardless of where it is. I will make sure he is at the meet and greet. He will make sure he's at the meet and greet of 2020 or 2021, whenever we get behind all this COVID mess.
Right.
Outside of that, thank everybody who called in. Everybody who clicked on the link, there will be a link that will rebroadcast this show later. Yes, the first Boys Night Out was great. We do got a lot of liquor bottles here. We'll have to clean. We'll let the ladies clean it. We'll let the ladies clean this up when they can. We let them clean them up.
Yeah,
what? This was a blast. Next Thursday, Miss Pamela and her crew will be back 9 p.m. They may be doing a special show as well. They also have some money to give away. So you'll want to tune in next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time again. For myself, Brian, this is a sign-off. We will see you in the group.
That was cool.